There's still no end in sight to the partial government shutdown in the United States, with Donald Trump using a trip to Texas to talk up the need for a tough border wall. As the deadlock between the White House and Congress enters its 20th day, public sector employees have attended a fresh round of union rallies in Washington. And the president is again suggesting he'll use controversial emergency powers to break the impasse if a mooted cross-party deal with Congress fails. Stephen Smiley prepared our report.
With military helicopters flying overhead and flanked by agents from the US Border Patrol Agency, Donald Trump made his visit to the US-Mexico border. And doubling down on the same message he's delivered since the government shutdown started, the president again said it was border agents who were asking for the wall.
So they apprehended people from the Middle East, and they do it all the time. You know, everybody says, well, where are they from? So we're not talking about only Mexico. All over the world they come in because it's a weak spot. Whether it's steel or concrete, you don't care. We need a barrier.
Nearly 3,000 kilometres away in the Congress building in Washington, that message is struggling to find support. But at the border, Mr. Trump found an ally. Raul Ortiz is the acting Border Patrol Chief for the Rio Grande Valley sector.
Mr. President, we have 55 miles of fencing in this sector. We started a job in 2006. We need to finish that job. We've got the personnel, we need the technology, we need the resources, we need the infrastructure in order to control this border and manage it. Part of our area is covered with some fencing on our east side. That accounts for about 6% of our traffic. Where we have no fencing, over 90% of our traffic occurs in those areas.
Okay, folks, I mean, what, you don't have to send any more. That's it. That's it. And we never even spoke before this, right?
No,
I never
sir.
Told you to say that.
No, sir.
I should have, except he said it perfectly, all right? Look. Look, this is common sense.
Back in Washington, the partial government shutdown is dragging on. It's the 20th day. Nearly 800,000 American public servants have been barred from work. And unions say frustrations are building, with a fresh round of rallies today in the district's streets. In the crowds, 32-year-old furloughed U.S. Peace Corps employee Matthew Crichton.
I'm already on a pretty tight budget. Living in D.C. is very expensive. You know, not knowing how long this is going to last, I've really had to budget as much as I can and just say, okay, how do I not spend anything for weeks at a time? Because every day I don't know when the shutdown's going to end.
The shutdown is already the third longest in American history, and if it drags on till Sunday, as seems likely, it'll become the second. And it's not just public sector employees themselves who are affected. Jerome Powell is the chairman of the U.S. Federal Reserve.
In the short term, if government shutdowns don't last very long, they have typically not left much of a mark on the economy, which isn't to say that there's plenty of personal hardship that people undergo, but at the aggregate level, the economy generally does not reflect much damage from a shutdown. A longer shutdown is something we haven't had. If we have an extended shutdown, then I do think that would show up in the data pretty clearly. And I would say, particularly from our standpoint, one of the agencies that shut down is Commerce, which has the Bureau of Economic Analysis and the Census Bureau, and some of the pretty important data that we get is published by them and would not be published.
In recent days, one option technically open to the president to break through the impasse has been canvassed, declaring a national emergency. Donald Trump has today been publicly toying with the idea, although he says he hasn't locked in the option just yet.
I have the absolute right to declare a national emergency. The lawyers have so advised me. I'm not prepared to do that yet, but if I have to, I will. I have no doubt about it. I will. I have the absolute right to declare this was passed by Congress. So when you say, was it passed by Congress? It was. Other presidents have used it, some fairly often. I have the absolute right to declare a national emergency. I haven't done it yet. I may do it. If this doesn't work out, probably I will do it. I would almost say definitely.
But just because he could do it doesn't mean it would be without repercussions. Charles Edel is a senior fellow at the United States Studies Center at the University of Sydney.
The president does have the ability to declare a state of emergency. It doesn't mean that it won't be challenged. It doesn't mean that it will hold, but he can declare a state of emergency. If he does so, if it opens up the government for that, and if there's actually no pushback, there's a very challenging precedent that is set here that a president who cannot get politically the appropriated funds that he wants for a policy action can do an end run.
That's a senior fellow at the United States Studies Centre at the University of Sydney, Charles Edel. He was speaking with Stephen Smiley.